It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. The Bible tells us this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's time now for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now we ask for your spirit to teach us the things we need to know as you give us fresh manna from heaven today by anointing the words of our pastor and filling him with your spirit. This is asked and prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ. It's about time. Okay, hold on. Just make sure that's okay. We got a little technical problem here. Okay, praise the Lord. All right, it's about time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
it's about time.
Amen. It's about time, brothers and sisters. And we are going to be studying Exodus 17, and we've titled it Water from a Rock and Holding Up Moses' Hands. Water from a Rock and Holding Up Moses' Hands. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for the truth. We pray that we will live it. We pray that it will mean much to us today, that you will remove from Satan the grasp of our lives, that we might be free to move forward in Jesus. We thank you in his name. Amen. Okay, my brothers and sisters, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeyings according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Now, brothers and sisters, remember, they had challenges with water before, and they complained. You would think that they would not complain, but you know, guess what? They're like us. We're like them. Human nature hasn't changed. When things go good, we're praising the Lord, and then the devil brings a thought, and we're back where we were before. Friends, that's what faith is. It is believing that God will do what he said he will do, and he has promised to be with us, to lead us and guide us if we are faithful to him. It says, wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? You see, when we are walking with the Lord, friends, when people bother us, they're bothering Jesus. When people chide with you, they're chiding with Jesus. When people abuse you, they're abusing Jesus. And so you could just turn it right over to them and tell the people, listen, why are you bothering me? You know, why are you tempting the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. So here's a point. God didn't say you won't ever be thirsty. He just said your bread and water will be sure. Therefore, he didn't say you would never go hungry, for your bread and water will be sure. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when we get the slightest discomfort, we're just ready to throw in the towel. God wants people who can go through some things. We have to go through some challenges in this life. Everything's not always going to feel good. It's not always going to feel good to serve the Lord, my friends, at every moment. But you will have peace, a peace that passes understanding. The Bible says, and the people thirsted for water there, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord. That's what you should do, friends. When people bother you, just take it to the Lord. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Sometimes God doesn't tell you everything that you're going to do. He just tells you to go. He doesn't tell you what's going to happen when you get where you're going, but he wants you to get there. Sometimes the Lord has deliverance when we get there, but a lot of times the Lord wants you to go through the process of making it your decision to get there, and he will have blessings for you when you get there. Can we say amen? So, my brothers and sisters, it says, behold, I will stand before thee, he later tells them, there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Now, brothers and sisters, we may or may not read this in our journeyings through the Bible, but there will be a later time when they wanted water again, and they complained to Moses. And Moses was so sick and tired of them that God told him to speak to the rock the second time. But he didn't speak to the rock the second time. He beat the rock the second time out of frustration. And that was what kept Moses out of Canaan land, my friends. You see, God is very serious about leadership. He wants godly leaders because we have a lot on our shoulder to people are watching us. And therefore, because Moses stressed obedience to God, for him to strike the rock the second time, it was something that would give the people an excuse. Well, our leader didn't obey. and so they would not obey the Lord. And so, my brothers and sisters, why did he strike the rock the first time? Well, that's because the first time Moses struck the rock, hold on, let me go back here. It had a powerful message. You see, the rock is Christ. Let me show it to you. And he only died once for sin. Can we say amen? He didn't have to die twice for our sin. So Moses was striking the rock to show that the water of life, the water of eternal life, could come only through the death of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and did all, this is 1 Corinthians 10:3-6, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. But they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. So Christ is the rock, friend, and so he only died once. He only needed to die once. But let me talk about that death. A lot of people teach, and this is what they're telling you, that the death of Jesus Christ, because he died for us, we don't have to keep all the Ten Commandments. Of course, they're targeting the Sabbath when they say that. But if God could change the Sabbath, he could just change it. He didn't have to die. The fact that he died shows that the Sabbath is still binding as the day of worship for us, brothers and sisters. It was a day of worship in the Bible, and it's, why would it not be a day of worship today? It was the day they worshiped. They didn't worship on the first day of the week as their special day of worship, so why would it change? And if it changed because Jesus died and now we're in the new covenant, God doesn't need a death to do that. He could have just changed it. He's God. The fact that he died is showing that the law is still binding because God, rather than change his law, he died to save lawbreakers. The fact that Jesus died, friends, they've got it all twisted. The fact that Jesus died shows that all of God's law is still binding upon us and that the sanctification day, the day of worship, it makes sense to worship on the day that's made holy, wouldn't you say so? Not another day, especially a day that the sun worshipers worshiped. We should worship on the one sanctified by God. Doesn't that make sense to you, brothers and sisters? So I'm here to tell you, Christ did die. Moses did strike the rock. He was only supposed to strike it once because Christ would die one time for the whole world. It says in Hebrews 9:28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Reading on, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? You see, friends, when things don't always seem to go right, that's when your faith is tested. And God wants you to stay strong, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't look at your circumstances. Look toward the power of God and dwell on his greatness. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. By faith, read that Faith Hall of Fame chapter. By faith, they did this. By faith, they did that. By faith, they overcame this. By faith, they overcame that. We live by faith, brothers and sisters, and not by sight. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said unto him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the one on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Brothers and sisters, God was trying to use that symbol to help them understand it was God who was fighting for them. Moses was God's servant, And so Moses was the visible representation that God was with them. He was the meekest man on the face of the earth, brothers and sisters. A lot of preachers aren't meek. Meekness is a humility that stays humble under fire. Moses could be attacked by the people, and he would just take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, brothers and sisters, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. There's too many proud preachers today, preachers who would never apologize for anything that they said or did, would never drift from their opinions of right personal rightness. Oh, I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, we don't need preachers like that. We need humble preachers today, preachers who would be meek like Jesus was, like Moses was. Amen? All right, my friends, let's read on. So we want to talk about, before we read on, them holding up Moses' hand. That was just a symbol, but that symbol was a great symbol of deliverance for them. God doesn't want you to support your preacher in wrongdoing. If your preacher is doing what is right, if he is teaching the truth, you should hold up his hand. If he is not, you should not support him. Now, if he is not, go to him and say to him, what do you believe? And if he believes the Bible, then ask him, why aren't we teaching this? Because is it not the truth that sets us free? But you see, we're holding up the hands of preachers that are not preaching the truth, brothers and sisters, and that is not God's plan. And because we're holding up their hand and they see our support, they won't teach the truth. If you left and said, listen, I've got, and everybody did, they're going to have to revisit and say, Lord, what have I done? I've not taught these people the truth. And these people now want to follow the truth. These people want to worship on God's holy day. Let me get my life right. The preacher's salvation is in your hand, brothers and sisters, because they're just men and women. Unfortunately, I hate to say it this way, because God doesn't call women to be pastors. It's just not in the Bible, friends. That's not male chauvinism. I didn't say women can't preach. I didn't say women can't teach. It's a role that God gives. See, when we start moving the pillars of God's roles, that's how Adam gets with Steve instead of Adam with Eve. It is a change of role. And so we can't participate in that on any level. Now, does that mean you hate people? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, brothers and sisters. And many of you Christians out there, y'all don't love homosexual people. If they're people, you should love them. Homosexuality is just the sin that they're committing. But you turn your back. You won't talk to them. You won't witness to them. You despise their very existence. But yet some of you guys are sleeping around with other women, and some of you women are sleeping around with other men that you ought not be. And so I'm here to tell you that you're hypocrites if that's what you're doing. Brothers and sisters, I'm boldly going to say I love thieves, but I don't like stealing. I love murderers, but I don't like killing. I love homosexuals, but I don't believe and I don't like that perversion of God's plan, my brothers and sisters. But there is a difference between loving the sinner and hating the sin. And we have it all backwards. That's because we've been watching too much TV and we get all involved in the politics. And politics cause hatred, brothers and sisters. There are some people, if they had their way, every Democrat would be dead. And there are some people, if they had their way, every Republican would be dead. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that's why Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then would my children fight. My kingdom is not of this world, which basically means we should not be attached to political parties, brothers and sisters, because we don't fight the way they fight. We love everybody, and we don't stand, because when you stand with a political party, you're supporting everything they do. So if they breach the Capitol on January 6th, you breach the Capitol. On January 6th, if they believe that homosexuality is of God and that if you don't do it, we're going to take away your rights because you're taking away the civil rights of people who want to have a perverted sexual appetite, then you are believing that, friends. You can't have it both ways, you know, and that's why when you say I'm Democrat or I'm Republican, you're supporting everything that's in that party, my friends. That's why we're supposed to be Christians, friends, and we can support what God is doing. Now, you have some Christians that aren't Christ-like, but we don't support that, and they are the ones that we are preaching against the things that they do. But God, His way, heaven's way, is the true political party that we should be a part of. And Joshua comforted Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, for he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Brothers and sisters, the Amalekites were a terrible people in the sense that they killed the women and children at the very end of the. They waited and lied in wait for the women and children to go, and then they attacked the women and children in the rear instead of just fighting. So it was very, very, God dealt with them because of that. We're going to go ahead and close out at this time with prayer, and I want to share something with you, and then we'll talk about it more a little bit later. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. Bless us as we worship you throughout the day. Be with us on this first day of August, Lord. We may this be a month of months, but we will surrender our hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, please pass the word around. There's a course that will train and certify you to be a medical missionary, but more specifically, a certified wellness, holistic wellness coach, certified holistic wellness coach, and we spell holistic with a W because God says, wilt thou be made whole. Certified holistic wellness coach. We will be giving you a textbook that I'm showing you here. It is a special textbook. It uses flow charts to teach the medical missionary work. You don't want to miss it. And we are so confident that it will bless your soul that the first course is free. Reach out to me so I can get the information to you. The first lesson, is free. It's this coming Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We're going to start on time. We're going to end on time. And we're doing this in conjunction with New Hope Mission, a ministry that has an international reach, and they have several people overseas who want this certification. So, brothers and sisters, it's 13 lessons in the entire course. 12 of them cover the systems of the body, but lesson one covers the foundational material that you need. You don't want to miss that foundation, brothers and sisters. And I'm here to tell you, when you see what we're going to be doing with flow charts, you're going to learn so much faster. So we believe you can learn in a fraction of the time or a fraction of the cost. Don't miss it. This coming Sunday, there will be a Zoom platform. It may not be our platform. That's why you need to get a hold of us. And some of you have. If you've already contacted me and expressed interest, I will make sure that you get that information. I already have you on a list. But make sure that if you're not sure, just contact me and I'll do that. We'll be posting it on Facebook as well and sending out an email. We'll be putting it on our WhatsApp list as well. But this coming week, this coming Sunday is lesson one, and it will be recorded. After that, the lessons will start in earnest August 27th, okay? There is a cost, and the information will be provided, but it's inexpensive compared to what it would normally be. So this is a wonderful opportunity. Don't miss this opportunity, friends. The Lord tells us that, let me just read it to you real quick. I want to read you a quick statement, and then we'll close out. As religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom of conscience will be placed in unfavorable positions. For their sake, they should, while they have opportunity, become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. See, people don't like to use that word cure because they think they're going to get in trouble. The prophet used cure, and God commands us to heal the sick. So we heal the sick, and God tells us we should understand how to cure disease. I stand boldly on the word of God. All those who do this will find a field of labor anywhere. There will be suffering ones, plenty of them who will need help, not only among those of our own faith, but largely among those who know not the truth. The shortness of time demands an energy that has not yet been aroused among those who claim to believe the present truth. Friends, you'll learn how to, the best methods of dealing with cancer, arthritis, diabetes, hypertension, lupus, and many other conditions, you will be able to start a wellness retreat, which is what we do and what I've been doing for many, many years. You'll be able to help people in your community and have resources and protocols and things like that that you need to help them. So definitely join us for this first lesson. Even if you're not sure you want to take the class, the first lesson is free. And then it'll be every Sunday thereafter starting August 27th. So it's August the 6th for the first lesson, which is free. And after that, registered students will be able to attend August 27th until November 19th. And that's every Sunday with the exception of September the 10th. Some of our people will not be able to be on, so we're not going to do it September 10. But you don't want to miss this course, friends. Don't want to miss this course. So just want to tell you about it. Again, you'll get a over 300-page textbook. You'll have a live teacher. It will actually be more expensive once it's online. But if you want a live teacher, which is even better, you want to join us. The platform will be Zoom, and we want you to be there so that you can not miss this wonderful opportunity. All right. God bless you. We already had prayer. It's time for the torso song, and we'll just tell you a little bit more about the school when we come back from our break.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to torso of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we're going to be spending time this week telling you about this course because we really want people to catch the free lesson. You can go to our website. It's actually featured on our website. Go to torso.org. That's torso.org. I'll actually put that in the chat here. Not the chat, but the messages. Torso.org. I'm going to read to you what it says because many of you are on a phone call. It says, Holistic Wellness Coach Certification, virtual training, Sunday, October 6th, Sundays, October 6th, which is this coming Sunday, that's the free lesson, October 27th through October 19th, 2023, with the exception of September 10th. It goes on, it says, become a certified holistic wellness coach. Learn everything you need to know to start your own wellness center and or wellness coaching ministry. Pastor Shellerman, Sister Maria Flemings of Torso Wellness Institute in Pennsylvania will be conducting this medical missionary practical training course in partnership with New Hope Mission. I'll tell you a little bit about them. They're doing a wonderful work. They have a lot of people all around the world that listen in to various Zoom calls and get educated. And so they actually asked us to put together this well, to feature our course on their platform, and we're very happy to do that and work with them. They're doing a great work. They are the originators, speaking of torso here, of the Torso Flow Learning System, and the first to teach natural remedies for preventive, restorative, and health care maintenance using this quick learning method. So this is something God gave to my wife and I. It was the Torso Flow Learning System. It is a learning system. You apply it to each disease, and you'll learn that disease very quickly, and you will see how all disease is an effort of the body to get rid of toxins, and you will see how that it's also correcting wrong conditions in the body. It says students will learn in a fraction of the time with a fraction of the cost. The first lesson on Sunday, August the 6th, 2023, is free. So there's 13 instructional lessons. That's lesson one. And in that lesson, which is coming up, it says foundational principles of biblical wellness. See, we practice a system of medicine. We don't practice allopathy, which when you get the highest degree in allopathy, you're an MD, a medical doctor. We don't practice osteopathy. That's a DO. We don't practice naturopathy. That's an ND. But you'll learn that there's good things in all those systems, but then there's some evil in those systems. And what was the name of the tree that got God's people in trouble? Adam and Eve, that is. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So every good thing is part of biblical wellness. Surgery at the right time, in the right way, is part of biblical wellness, although I'm not a surgeon. The point being made is everything that's good only is part of biblical wellness. But that which is, there's only one healing system that heaven approves, and we call it biblical wellness, friends. And so the foundational principles of biblical wellness, it says spiritual, health, and legal principles and best practices. Friends, you'll learn from pretty much 35 plus years of experience, the right things to do, the things not to do, how to help people, what to avoid, the best approaches, and we're going to be showing you some things you have never heard of before. We're going to be teaching you how you can shrink a tumor in record time, things that we've just learned within the last few weeks, my brothers and sisters. So you don't want to miss this powerful information. Lesson one, August 27th, diseases of the integumentary system. That's your skin. And we'll be focusing on acne, eczema, and psoriasis. Now, what I want to tell you is there's tons of diseases of these systems. Matter of fact, for those of you on Facebook, this is an old book. But look how thick it is. This is a book. It says The Color Atlas and Synopsis of Clinical Dermatology. So it just gives you pictures of all these different diseases and diseases of the skin. So there's lots of them. So why did we pick acne, eczema, and psoriasis? You see, if you learn how to deal with those three, you know how to deal with almost every other skin disease. And so, my friend, we can't cover every disease, but we pick the ones that you need to know, and that when you understand the principles of how to treat them, you pretty much know how to deal with every other disease in that system. Lesson two, September 3rd, diseases of the skeletal system, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and gout. Oh, my friends, you'll learn so much, and then you'll be introduced to how to deal with just about any type of autoimmune disease when you cover lesson two, September 3rd. Lesson three, September 17th. Remember, we skipped September 10th. Diseases of the muscular system. Now, in biblical wellness, we deal with where the manifestation of the symptom is, so we can spread out the diseases within the 12 systems. So in other words, we teach multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease under this system, but we know that it deals with the brain, so some people would teach it under the nervous system, but we teach it here because most of the symptoms that people can see and that cause challenges in your life deal with the coordination of your muscles. Fibromyalgia, and then we tell you some nervous system diseases are taught under this system because major symptoms of the disease affect the muscles, so that's why we differ. That's how we put it in that system. Lesson four, September 24, diseases of the nervous system, depression. Yes, you're going to learn about depression, and that will lead you to things like bipolar and other conditions. Glaucoma, peripheral neuropathy. Well, that's nervous system? Yes, all of your sensory organs are under your nervous system. So your eyes, your ears, sensing things through the nose, that kind of thing. So some of the sensory conditions, and we want to make sure once you learn how to treat glaucoma, you pretty much know how to treat just about any eye condition, friends. And so that's why we pick that. But it's very important. You'll learn the disease, you'll learn what causes it, you'll learn how to prevent it, and you'll learn how to cure it. Lesson 5, October the 1st, diseases of the endocrine system, obesity, diabetes, hypothyroidism. Lesson 6, October 8, diseases of the hematologic system. You might not have heard of that, but that deals with our blood, both white and red, and therefore we deal with cancer there. Cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, multiple myeloma. It says, because biblical wellness is curative and the torso flow learning system is systematic, some specific cancers are eventually taught under the system where the cells originate. For example, lung cancer details will be taught under the respiratory system. Stomach cancer details will be taught under the digestive system. We will cover some of these concepts in this course. Okay, so there can be additional courses, but this is a foundational course. When you become a certified holistic wellness coach, you can do anything that a doctor of biblical wellness can do. You can do anything that a wellness practitioner can do, brothers and sisters. This is the foundational course. Yes, you can grow on and add more to your knowledge base, but the bottom line is you will have the foundation. Lesson 7, October 15th, diseases of the circulatory system, hypertension, heart arrhythmias, and blood clots. Lesson 8, October 22, diseases of the respiratory system, asthma, bronchitis, and COVID-19. Friends, and those kinds of things are coming back, my brothers and sisters. We'll be talking about COVID-19 in that these conditions are returning. You're going to see more and more pandemics, and you'll learn the best way and best practices of dealing with them. Lesson number 9, October 29, diseases of the gastrointestinal system, ulcers and gastritis, irritable bowel syndrome and irritable bowel disease, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, that's GERD. So people with stomach problems and acid reflux, all that is going to be dealt with. We'll show you how to deal with that and help people. Lesson number 10, diseases of the urinary system, urinary tract infections, chronic disease, chronic kidney disease, and kidney stones. Lesson 11, November 12, diseases of the male reproductive system. Then we have prostate cancer there, enlarged prostate, and erectile dysfunction. And then finally, lesson number 12, diseases of the female reproductive system, breast cancer, uterine fibroids, and polycystic ovary syndrome. Friends, you don't want to miss it. It says this one-of-a-kind opportunity to become a certified wellness, holistic wellness coach, and learn the medical missionary work the simple and refreshing way. This live course is half the price of an online course. There will be practical demonstrations and a live teacher. So we have a lot of footage of demonstrations that we have done, brothers and sisters. We've done a pretty much 24-hour course, and we'll be able to pull footage so you will actually be able to see actually the demonstrations, even though you'll be on Zoom. But there will be lectures, so you have a clear understanding. You'll have a textbook. You'll be able to follow along, and we will be giving you additional information in that textbook, friends. In addition to the textbook, you'll be getting more information. And, friends, we have a new therapy that you will learn about that if you when they take herbs away from us, you can still heal people when you learn this therapy. And I'm talking about cancer included when you learn this therapy, brothers and sisters. So on our website, there's a registration button, and it takes you over to the Creator RX website, which is connected to New Hope Mission. Some wonderful brothers and sisters that we have known for some time, and they're doing a great work for the Lord, educating people using Zoom and other platforms to do so. And so when you come on here in the States, there will be a lot of people from other countries taking this class with us. Friends, we want to get as many people out to take this class because there has to be people trained if we're going to finish the work of the Lord. Why? Because there will come a time when you can't preach. You can't preach the truth, brothers and sisters, from the pulpit. You will have to actually do medical missionary work. We're told soon there will be no work done in ministerial lines, but medical missionary work. So you want to join this class. Go to torsoe.org, T-O-R-S-O-E, and you'll learn all about it. You'll click that register button, and that register button will take you to the Holistic Wellness Coach. There'll be some things repeated, but you just go on down, and you'll have to register by putting your basic contact information. You'll choose one of the payment options, and it allows you to pay in one payment of $650. You can pay in two payments of $325, three payments of $217, or four payments of $162.50. Okay, so those are the payment arrangements. Of course, when you click those, it'll use your debit or credit card. There's a phone number you can call if you want to use some alternative method like Zelle, Cash App, those types of things. I'll talk to them. We hadn't talked about Apple Pay, but that's an option too. So, friends, they will handle all of that. We're working together. And then, you know, so you can feel free to contact them. They're honest people. They will work with you. They're working with us. And you don't want to miss this opportunity to become a certified holistic wellness coach. That's our message for today. At this time, we want to do a roll call. And we have representation from Florida. And we have representation from South Carolina. We have Georgia. We also have the country of Greece. And we have my good brother in Tennessee. Praise God for you, my friend. We also on the call have representation from Ohio. We have representation. Oh, my. I want to stop right here. My dear sister, we have time. I want you all to hear what Sister Donna has to share with us today. I'm pretty sure I forgot about that. Let me just go back. Yes. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to do the roll call. Did Sister Donna please share with us? She's going to be sharing with us on a harmful combination. So please, I'm going to be unmuting you in just a moment. All right. This school has just been on my heart, and I just kind of forgot about that. But we still have time. We want to hear from Sister Donna. All right. So we have represented here. I'll do that after roll call. We have representation from Ohio, Alabama, Pennsylvania, Maryland. We have Delaware, and we then have, and I forgot where that is, but I think that's Michigan. I believe we have New Jersey. We have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. We have Iowa. We have, I believe that's, again, Michigan. And we have Maryland. So we're going to hear from Sister Donna on the topic, a harmful combination, at this time. Sister Donna.
Good morning. I'm here.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Wanted to share with you, and I have a question, too, about the New Hope sponsors, since we'll be contacting them for payment, then we'll need their contact information.
So yes, everybody who signed up, you'll get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sharing with you.
If you already told me, anybody who told me that they were interested, you're going to get that information. But actually, if you go to our website and you hit the register button, you scroll down, it's their contact information that you'll see.
Okay, I'll be reading to you this morning a harmful combination, and this is very surprising. I was shocked. In regard to milk and sugar, I know of persons who have become frightened at the health reform and said they would have nothing to do with it because it has spoken against a free use of these two things. Changes should be made with great care, and we should move cautiously and wisely. We want to take that course which will recommend itself to the intelligent men and women of the land. Large quantities of milk and sugar eaten together are injurious. They impart impurities to the system. Sugar clogs the system. It hinders the working of the living machine. There was one case in Montcalm County, Michigan, to which I will refer. The individual was a nobleman. He stood 6 feet and was of fine appearance. I was called to visit him in his sickness. I had previously conversed with him in regard to his manner of living. I do not like the look of your eyes, I said. He was eating large quantities of sugar. I asked him why he did this. He said that he had left off meat and did not know what would supply its place as well as sugar. Some of you send your daughters who have nearly grown to womanhood to school to learn the sciences before they know how to cook, when this should be made of the first importance. Here was a woman who did not know how to cook. She had not learned how to prepare healthful food. The wife and mother was deficient in this important branch of education. And as a result, poorly cooked food, not being sufficient to sustain the demands of the system, sugar was eaten immoderately, which brought on a diseased condition of the entire system. When I went to see the sick man, I tried to tell them as well as I could how to manage, and soon he began slowly to improve. But he imprudently exercised his strength when not able, ate a small amount not of the right quality, and was taken down again. This time, there was no help for him. His system appeared to be a living mass of corruption. He died, a victim to poor cooking. He tried to make sugar supply the place of good cooking, and it only made matters worse. I frequently sit down to the tables of the brethren and sisters and see that they use a great amount of milk and sugar. These clog the system, irritate the digestive organs, and affect the brain. Anything that hinders the active motion of the living machinery affects the brain very directly. And from the light given me, sugar, when largely used, is more injurious to our bodies than meat. This reading comes from Counsels on Health by Ellen G. White, page 149 and pages 149 and 50. But be careful. Watch when you're feeding your children these cereals of today. Watch your own self. Careful when you mix your dairy with your sugar in your coffee. Be very, very careful. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
And thank you, Sister Donna. What a wonderful reading, wonderful message. Let's avoid meat. Let's avoid the combination of dairy, milk, and sugar. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we still have 5 minutes to the top of the hour, probably more like six. So there's plenty of time. That's six people speaking for 1 minute. All right, we got Sister Donna on the call. Sister Donna, you're actually on the – did you already ask your question? Because you're actually on the Q&A as well.
Yes, I did. I will take it down now.
Okay. All right, friends, is there anyone else? Please press star six. We'd love to talk to you. We've heard a wonderful health message. We've heard a wonderful advertisement about a training program that starts this coming Sunday. And please, friends, everybody needs to come this Sunday because it's free. Even if you can't take the class, come on this Sunday, and we will share with you. So we have Sister Leilani on the call. We'll take her call at this time. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
My question is about, I had a friend, Carrie, who fell and broke, she broke both arms. She knocked out her front teeth, and she was unconscious for a short while before she was alone, and she ended up climbing up the stairs and calling 911.
Wow.
So, she was in the hospital. She had surgery on both arms, and they're feeding her pureed foods. And they have, she told them that she had just been to Weimar. She was off of she was a vegan, and she'd lost a lot of weight. She was off some of her medicines, and they have no idea of what a vegan diet is in a hospital, a healthy diet. So please pray for her and be aware that if you do go in the hospital, you may have to have people bring in your food because I know even when I was in the hospital 3 days with the TIA, they just couldn't make the bring the foods the way I needed to have them.
That's so correct, sis. That's so true. And we will pray. What is your friend's name?
Or Carrie.
Tell us where from. Carrie. Okay. I thought you had mentioned her name.
From Alaska.
All right. We will definitely, everybody, let's keep Carrie in prayer. And the amazing thing, this dear sister broke both arms and still was able to get up and walk up some stairs and call for help. Praise God. Praise God she's with us today. And we need to pray for her that all won't be lost, in that she got some good healing and lifestyle change, now is in the hospital. Thank you, Sister Leila. You'll be hearing from me as well. But you can go to torso.org and get the information you need, but I'll still send everyone a text who told me they were interested in the course.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, friends, is there anyone else? We've got about 3 minutes or so to the top of the hour. Is there anyone else that has anything you'd like to share? On Facebook, we have a good morning from Sister Bernadette. We have a good morning from Sister Vicky, and that's what we have. God bless you. Well, without anyone else in the queue, we'll go ahead and turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace to close out in worship and wellness.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship. And now we ask that your spirit would continue to be with us throughout this day as we have been led, guided, instructed, and directed. We ask, Lord, that we can do all things faithfully as we serve you and as we be of service to man. We ask for special blessings to be granted to those in need financially, those in need of spiritual help and their walk with you, those who are in need of mental and emotional help, and those who are in need of physical help with any type of illness they may be suffering from. We thank you for being our God and for hearing us. For it is in Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.